Well, good morning, all of you. I hope you can hear me. I hope that I'm clear, both in what I'm saying, but also so you can hear me properly. And as Nick said, I've entitled this sermon, "You're a Brick." "You're a Brick" used to mean, when you say it to somebody, that they're a solid person, they're a reliable person. "You're a Brick." Well, as all of God's people, we are all bricks. We are all stones. Because it says in that reading that we are living stones. Paul calls us living stones being built into a spiritual building with Christ as the cornerstone. Now, the cornerstone used to be the first stone that was laid. Often, in some societies, people used to make animal sacrifices and bury things under the cornerstone. In many churches, I used to say prayers over the cornerstone as it was laid. It was the foundation stone being laid in a building. It was a stone that ties everything together. It was the most important stone in a building. And the Apostle Peter says that we are living stones and Christ is the cornerstone. He is the one who binds everything together, and we as living stones are being built into a spiritual building. Now, a spiritual building that we would understand for Peter, being a Jewish Christian, was the temple. And the temple, of course, the spiritual building of the temple, was where God dwelt. So Peter is saying that we, the members of the church, of God's people, are living stones and being part of a sanctuary, a place where God dwells. And of course, as he's been picked up on what Jesus has said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. Now, this is very interesting because I'm sitting here actually on my trusty stool in the church, in the where we meet normally, and there is only a couple of people here, as always. Socially distancing, as we must do, being alert and washing our hands and keeping 2 meters apart. But here we're two or three are gathered, but we are gathered. And we have loads of messages coming into the Born Baptist website and the Born Baptist Facebook page, where people are gathering. They are watching, but they are gathered. They're gathered together. You are gathered together. So it's not a physical space that's important. Here, it is that we are gathered, whether we be on Elsie Park, whether we be in where I live, in Stevenson Lane, or in Rowling Court, or wherever we are gathered in the name of Jesus. And so we are the place where God dwells. We are isolated in our homes, but we are gathered here together in the name of Jesus. So the we are community. If we are a spiritual building, a temple built for the presence of God. So that's really the first we are community. And then Paul goes up to Paul. Hear me. I speak so much about Paul, I forget I'm talking about Peter. But Peter goes on and uses some phrases which are almost identical to Exodus 19. Now, as you will know, you're a clever bunch. Exodus 19 is just before Exodus 20. And Exodus 20 is the Ten Commandments. So before God gives Israel the Ten Commandments, he actually says that if you are obedient, you will be a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. So you once were not a people, but now you are a people. And here we are. We are mostly Gentiles. We were not a people. We were scattered. We were, in a sense, on our own. Now we are a people. We're a building being built together as a spiritual dwelling place for God. And we are a people. We have an identity in Christ that we are the people of God. And these phrases that Peter picks up from Israel in Exodus 19, he applies to the dispersed Exiled people of God in ancient Turkey. And he says, he uses these terms, incredible terms. These were unimportant people, mostly poor, mostly maybe even slaves. But Peter says that they are like a crown jewel, a treasured possession. I don't know whether the Queen has one favourite crown or not, but anyway, the crown jewel is the favourite jewel of all of the monarch's treasury. And if Israel were to be obedient, if we are, then we are God's treasured, shiny jewel. The rest of the nations, yes, they're all part of God, they belong to God, but we will be the precious crown jewel. A kingdom of priests, a royal priesthood, Peter said. Now, the priests used to be mediators between God on one side and human beings on the other, or Israel on the other. So they would offer the people's sacrifices to God, and then they would teach God's law to the people. So they were mediators. And we are told we are a royal priesthood. We are a kingly priest, mediating to the world what it means to be God's people. And a holy nation. Holy, again, this term, it means that we are consecrated. We are very special in the service of God. In the temple, you'd have the holy things, and you'd have what we call the profane things. Profane, simply in that context, means ordinary. It's an ordinary thing. If we are part of God's people, and Peter said that you are a people, you are a holy nation, God's special possession. And why? So that we can declare the praises of him who has called us out of darkness, into his light, to shine in the dark places. And that is that was last year's church motto. So here we are. We are the community of God. We are the temple. We are the presence of God in the world. We are his precious possession. The screen's coming closer to me, so I'm getting a little bit scared here. So don't worry, we'll be adjusting this for next week. There's all sorts of people running around like scolded cats, so hopefully it will work. But here we are. If you, at this point, do not feel like you can do anything, that you are not special, that you are not able to do anything, that you're useless in this situation, just remember that you are God's treasured possession, his special possession. He has called us. He has chosen us. He has made us into mediators. He has made us holy, a people belonging to God. So here we are today. We're in lockdown. We're maybe less locked down than we were before Wednesday of last week. We're now not only staying at home, we're being alert as well. But here we are. What doesn't change is our identity in Jesus Christ. We have been called by God to be his temple, his dwelling place on earth. When Jesus was here on earth, he was God's dwelling place. When he went back to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit unites us into this special people, a people belonging to God. So, my friends, my brothers and sisters today, be encouraged. You are God's special possession. You are the ones that he has called out of the world in order to be sent back into the world to declare his praises. So be encouraged today. God is dwelling among us even though we are separated from one another. So as we come to communion, recognize that. Recognize that we are celebrating being the people that we are, the community that God has made us to be. Let's pray together, shall we? Our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you have brought us out of darkness into your wonderful light. You have built us into a temple. You have made Jesus Christ the cornerstone of this temple, binding us together in love. And Lord, now as we come to communion, we want to thank you that you have, through Jesus Christ, brought us into relationship with you and with one another, building us in to a spiritual building. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.